Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I look like I got some time to do it. I think I'm having some issues because let me see. Ah, it sucks. I don't think anyone can hear me. I think I'm having issues again. This is incredibly frustrating. This is irritating as hell. I don't even. I'm going to. Try to. Okay. I see. Say, I'm about to bring you in a second. I don't know what was going on, but if y'all could text me and let me know y'all can hear me, that'd be great. And of course, my phone is ringing. Can y'all hear me? So if y'all can hear me, please text that y'all can hear me, please. Okay, sorry about that. Tell you I'm about to bring you in. It's always something. It's always something. Hey, Tay.
Hey.
You ready to get this going?
That's what's up.
Well, I'm glad you guys can hear me. I don't know what that was, but we are set to go. Let me send a message out real quick. Okay, thank you, Amber. Thank you, Tashawn and Amber. Always support the show. I definitely appreciate that. Okay, Tay, I hear you. We're on air. You know we're gonna have this from time to time, so I definitely appreciate you guys being patient with me. And so on and so forth. Today is August the 27th. We almost out of the month of August. Today actually starts a new season, so we're season 5. This is episode 81. I do have a couple of people listening in online, so I thank you guys for tuning in. I'm about to open up the chat just in case you guys want to send some messages or want to participate that way. So let me open up the chat and we're going to get this started. Yes. So how you doing today, Tay?
I'm all right.
I'm good. It's sun out.
That's good. So today's topic, oh, let me just put out a few disclaimers. I'm not going to just bring you guys into the show to speak. Only one that's going to be open right now is Tay and I. And if you decide to, you know, join in the conversation, I'll open up your mic. You should be notified in here once I open you up and close you up. I just ask that if you're, you know, speaking, just kind of minimize your background noise as much as you can so we can kind of hear you guys the best way possible. And for the most part, you know, we're going to speak about and give our open opinions and our thoughts and and things like that. I just ask, you know, everybody just be respectful of everyone. And at this time, just grab something to chill. This show should last within an hour, depending on the dialogue and how long it takes for us to, you know, chop it up or whatnot. It might go over an hour. I really try to keep it within an hour because, you know, we do have busy lives. And, of course, myself, I still have work to do. So I got to hop in the office once I hop off of here. So with that being said, today's topic is love and peace. I love this topic. I'm sure we talked about it on several shows before, but this is Tay's topic. So we're going to, you know, pick her brains and see, you know, what her thought is. I'm thinking that it may not just be solely relationship-based. I'm thinking it's more so the overall of what we think love and peace is. And then we can just dialogue about it. We can still chop it up. Oh, we got a nice amount of callers on here, Tay, for today. That's what's up. We can't hold up to 50 callers, so I will like to see if we can get up to that 50 one day. But we do got some supporters. Willfully, everyone did have an opportunity to share the flyer and get the word out that we was going to be on air this Sunday. And again, thank you those who's online listening to the podcast for tonight. So with that being said, Tay, what we're going to do is we're going to split it up. I'm just going to ask you your thoughts on what love is to you. 570. Oh, yeah, I know you're kind of limited. So I'm actually about to bring in 570 real quick because I know his time is limited. So I think he just want to kind of speak his thoughts. I'm not sure. So let me just bring him in real quick, Tay, and then go from there. Hold on one second. Hello?
Hello.
I can hear you. Can you hear me? Okay. I know your time is limited, so I'm going to go ahead and let you speak your thoughts on what love and peace is to you, and then if Tay want to respond or if I want to respond, we'll go from there. So I'm just going to let you start off real quick. So what's your name and where you calling from?
We're calling from the joint. It's G. It's B.
You got to talk up a little bit, Craig.
My name is Gregory. We call it from Ashland Correctional Institution.
My name B.
We need you to unlock the 6-4-0-2.
Oh, that's the suit. Okay, so let me unlock them. Okay, hold on one second.
What's going on? What's going on?
Okay.
My name is Slowhouse. You hear me? I'm down here in Grafton, too, man, with the guys, man. We back here, you know what I mean? Trying to put on for the guys, man. You know what I'm saying?
What?
Trying to let y'all know what love and peace is, you know?
Okay, that's what's up.
Yes,
so y'all go ahead and let us know what love and peace is. Try not to talk over each other. So 570, no, I'm going to let you go first, and then 640, I'm going to let you go. So go ahead, Greg. What's your thoughts on what love and peace is to you?
Love and peace.
Oh, he just want to listen. Okay. So 640, what's your name? Well, you don't have to tell me your name, but give me your thoughts on, I think you did already, part so. But give me your thoughts on what love and peace is to you.
All right. Well, love and peace mean to me, it's kind of a thin line, you know what I mean? Because both of them could be dangerous. Too much love can be dangerous. Too much peace can be dangerous as well, right? So I think it's a stimulus, you know, it's something that stimulates us all as human beings. You know, we all search it. Sometimes we never find it, you know, but as far as love goes, love is something, it's an unconditional emotion. It's like a gift you give to people who are most worthy. You know what I mean?
I don't know,
some people take that gift and abuse it, you know? Some people take that gift and, some people take that gift and abuse it. And to me, peace is something that it's a state of mind, you know? Because most things ain't peaceful, and peace you got it's more internal than external. You know what I'm saying? You got to find peace within yourself before you can find peace in anything material or external. You know?
I was going to gear.
I like that. I like that. Did somebody else want to speak on what other peace is, real quick?
I have something to say on what he said about love being dangerous.
Okay. Go ahead, Tay. Yeah, go ahead. Tay is a co-host for today, guys. This is her topic, so I definitely appreciate you guys calling and chime in and giving your thoughts on it. So go ahead, Tay. What's your response to him?
I just don't feel as people get the wrong perception of love. They shouldn't look at love as dangerous. That's why the world is, that's why we're stuck in these ways now, because they use the love as
that's what
you're
trying to mean.
You
trying to cheat on me, nigga?
That nigga
don't miss.
Cheat
on you.
Danger. How could anything
go ahead,
love or put you in danger? Or anything love harm you? How could that be? Like, that's when they get the wrong idea of love. Because some people love bad things. But that don't make it love or a good thing. Like, that's why I just don't feel like love is dangerous. I don't feel like that.
I got you. 640, I muted you real quick. If you want to respond to her, I'm going to open you up. It was just some, I'll try to keep the background noise for a minimum so everyone can hear everyone. So I'm about to open you up again just to see if you want to respond to her. If not, I'll close you back. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Sure, are you still there?
By love being dangerous. Yeah, I'm right here. I'm right here. This slaughterhouse here. No. I mean, by love being dangerous is like I said, it's a gift. So being that you give that gift, it's a vulnerable position you're in, you know. And being vulnerable is dangerous because you open yourself up to people, you know what I mean? And when you've been through those situations, you've been hurt. You know, it becomes a danger. Not something that it's a risk, not a risk that you ain't willing to take, but it's still a danger element to it. Not because of you just being in love with somebody, but the state of vulnerability that you in when you're trying to love. You know, that's the dangerous part about it.
I got you. Okay, I'm about to close you guys back for a second. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
So, Tay. So just so he'll get an understanding, it me as well, because we kind of let them get an opportunity to speak real quick, because, again, like I know their time is limited. So when you're speaking about, when you thought about this topic, love, were you speaking of from the relationship aspect, or were you thinking about, like, overall the love for the world?
Overall.
Okay. So I would like to respond.
Okay.
Part. So let me respond, and I want you to give a better explanation of what your thoughts is about, you know, love. But from my understanding, what he was speaking about, and then, you know, your response, when it comes to love and relationships, I'm thinking that's where he was coming from. It can be dangerous when you're dealing with a person's emotions. I'm thinking that's what he was talking about. But again, like I said at the top of the show, the love side can be, you know, based on relationship or, you know, a love for an inanimate object or something like that. So we're going to come from your aspect when you talking about love. So give us a little bit of what you're saying when you think of love and what love is to you.
Well, when I'm saying overall, I mean from relationship or to a thing or things you like to do. Like, I'm talking about it all. Because a person, you shouldn't, like, I feel like if you feel vulnerable or, like, all right, you can love someone, but if you love them, you can leave them as well. Like, you don't have to force that. Like, people choose to do these things. So,
right. I actually had a brief conversation before the show started, and I was saying how... Hey, don't judge me. But I have compassion. I'm going to start off by saying that. But I definitely have love for, of course, my family, my children and grandchildren. But when it comes to how I think about love, I definitely have a strong connection when it comes to animals opposed to people. But don't get me wrong, I still have compassion. Like, if I hear about a human being being hurt, I feel a way. But that's based off of me and my experiences, and I always say that. I don't really go by, like, what a person tell me and things like that. It's based off of my experiences. So though I might feel a different way about love, does not mean that I'm not compassionate when it comes to humankind. You know what I'm saying? I know, like, we have lacked so much when it comes to the understanding of love. You know, I was listening to, I can go on, and I'm not going to talk too much because I want you to talk, and I won't. 640, I'm going to open you up again if you're still there because I want to get your response. And 570, I see you still open, so definitely I want to hear your response. And I do have a new co-host online. Thank you for tuning in, Dante. I definitely want to recognize you. So how it works is you want to respond to us, just hit your number one on your phone, and I can open up your mic, and then you can chime in and just join the conversation. And I lost my train of thought, of course. I'm sorry, what you say?
This call is being terminated. Dialing of additional digits is not allowed. Please try again later.
Somebody got disconnected. I don't know if that was 640-570. But Dante, I'm not sure if you hear me, but text my phone. Let me know you can hear us loud and clear. So I'm going to go back to, that was 640. Oh, nope, he's still there. I think that was 570. I'm going to go back to what I was saying. I'm going to try to remember what I was saying about love. Oh, we're lacking love. And I know it's because, oh, sorry, y'all, I'm all over the place. I know what I was about to say. I was remember back in the day with Tay, I know you're a young lady, so you don't remember this, but back in the 80s, it was a song called Love Gonna Get You by Boogie Down Production. And I remember when the guy who I used to ride around in the car with used to always play his song. But, of course, it's material love. He wasn't talking about the love for another woman or love for a man or something like that. But he was saying, do you know that song, Tay? Because I ain't going to knock you. You ain't know that old school. I said that. What you say?
I probably would if I heard it. I don't know.
Yeah, you probably would. And I thought about, like, playing it at the beginning of the show when I, or play it at the end, but I ain't getting a chance to upload it, though. But, yeah, but what he was saying, how there are different types of loves. And when we think of love, instantly we think about the love for a person in a relationship. You know, when you're comparing it to, and I'm going to bring peace in right now, when you're comparing it to, when you ask a person how they're doing or how things are going, me, I always say I'm peaceful. You know what I'm saying? But they do work together. Love and peace, to me, my understanding of them both, they can work together and they can work separately. You know what I'm saying? So what's your thoughts on that? Do you think love and peace work together or do they work alone?
I think they work best together,
mm-hmm.
but they can work separately because, like earlier he said, I agree with him saying peace is more internal, like it's more of a you thing. You got to find it with yourself. You can't just go somewhere and be like, oh, my peace. I mean.
Right.
That could be I'm like this conversation. Some people go other places. Some people like to travel. That could be peace to them too.
Mm-hmm.
That could be when that brings them a warm feeling.
Mm-hmm.
As far as love though, I just feel like that's really what it means. Like living on values, energy, like literally broken down to me. Like. You gotta love somebody. I know loving my mother is different from loving somebody in a relationship for sure, but like, that's the first person I love. She taught me how to love. But when you get into a relationship, sometimes people tear down and confuse you and misuse love, and people love abuse, and people get addicted to these things, and they love these bad things or hateful things. And they think it's love. Oh, he loves me. He gonna give me this. Or I'm not even talking. Or besides relationship wise, though, like that's how far I think love goes relationship wise. Like nobody really understands. Everybody just the world show itself. True color, social media. I see it all day.
I definitely agree.
You're
cool. I think when it comes to love and relationships, of course, you know, that's to me the understanding of your parents is your first love. I want to say that's a new thing to me, because though it's more common now opposed to back then. You know what I'm saying? Like, we all have our own understanding when it comes to love, but once you get in that relationship with a different person, now you're bringing their understanding in it as well. You know what I'm saying? So you do have those, say, for example, relationships where you have bad understandings. I'm going to say that. Bad understandings mixing with yours, and that's where that confusion come in at. Because, of course, your parent is going to love you unconditional. I get that. Some parents anyway, you know, not all parents, but majority of the parents will love their children unconditionally, right? And then once you start to go to school and then you get your little boyfriends, I'm going to say little boyfriends because now you're in elementary and things like that, and you really don't have an understanding of the relationship, but you know and you're recognizing those nice feelings you're getting for, you know, getting your little boyfriend or your girlfriend. So you still quite don't have that understanding because you're still learning. So say you become an adult and you get into a relationship. Now you have a different understanding because, as I always say, from childhood to that age, you didn't have all these experiences to what love is and what love may not be. You know what I'm saying? Then just say, take where you are right now, based off of your experiences, is either, okay, love is a good thing or love is a bad thing. To me, like I say, I love a pet before I love a human like that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Outside, of course, my children and grandchildren or maybe one or two other people, but that's just me. You know what I'm saying? But again, I still have that capacity for humankind, but that's just my understanding of it. You know, so you might have a different understanding. You might say love is this. I might say love is that. And the next person might say love is this, but is it a right or way? Is it a right or wrong way to have an understanding for that? You know what I'm saying? Absolutely not. I don't think. What do you think?
Hold on, Tay.
We have a caller. Let me bring them in and see if they have something to say. Hold on. You got to talk up. I can't hear you calling.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now? I can
hear you now. What you say?
I said only fools fall in love, but I love when we can build towards something, you know, and then when it, you know, and it makes sense, but, you know, when they're talking about peace, that's when you're supposed to be preparing for war. Now, that's just my thoughts on it. You know, like I said, fools fall in love, but I love when we can build towards something. That's my thoughts.
But
my homie
want to
say something to y'all.
I get that.
My
okay, go ahead.
My thing, though, about the love thing, right, as far as love go, I feel like nowadays, the days we living in now, is just not the same as back in the day when our parents and our grandparents was coming up. Like, love is totally different now. Like, so, and as far as peace, I don't know if we ever get that. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if we'll ever get peace. so I don't really believe in peace at all. You know what I'm saying?
That's interesting.
That's the problem.
What you say now?
That's the problem. Don't nobody have faith in themselves or each other. We are the
only. Yeah, you're right, but still, like, don't nobody got faith in themselves or each other because look at the world we living in now. You know what I'm saying?
But you the only person that
it's
can
hard to do some shit like that now.
And it is, but ain't nobody willing to
one person
gonna
change
like
the world. We ain't Tupac. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers can't change the world like that.
Tupac can't change the world.
We gotta. What did Park say? We gotta be the change we want to be in the world or whatever. But
yeah.
There you go.
It takes skill to
I'm
be real.
I'm a Park fan. But I get that part. But see,
okay.
We actually talk about this on all the shows. Like, in order to make a change, we have to come together. But Tay, what I did cut your wisdom. What you were about to say?
Not even come together, like. At least have some faith in yourself and your people, that you the people you love around you. Like, keep them tight so it can spread one way or another.
It's not hard.
People make it hard, though. Like, they make it hard. We can get down to the nitty-gritty and get down to the bad and the good for real if people put in the work.
Right. So how do you do that?
Part of the revolution.
But see, that's more so the material side. We actually were just talking about that because there are different types of love. You have that material love, and then you have the love for another person. You know what I'm saying? And you, we can go on and on about different type of love.
But it's easy to hate. Hard to live.
Hold on. We got another caller, y'all. Hold on 1 second. Let me bring him in. I think this is the right hand raised, but let me see.
Nah, it's me for sure.
Yeah, I've never seen his hand raised, but okay,
I know.
Then.
I heard my
what
girl
goes on.
Thanks. So I know this is about love. This Bree, y'all.
Okay, first, I'd rather say what's your name and where you calling from. Go ahead.
Right. My name Bree. I'm calling from Cleveland. I'm Queen's daughter to the ones that don't know
Bree.
Yeah, y'all online.
Hey, Bree.
Hey, y'all. It's the love in the building. Because I know love comes from within. So when you have love within yourself, it spreads freely. Peace comes within certain because it's all over you. I hear y'all. Everybody got their opinionated voices, and I like that. But the love is within self. When you got love for yourself, you gonna receive that. You're gonna attract that. Y'all hear me?
Okay. Absolutely. Oh yeah, we hear you. We let you talk. Go ahead.
Right. He said, I got the flow.
You got the flow, sweetie. Go ahead.
And that's what I like to spread, because, you know, you got love and you got hate, though. You know, and the choice is yours. You know, you pick which one you want. So, spread nothing but love. Like, I mean, I've had a dislike for people, but that don't mean I hate them. So, because you got love.
Right.
You do the opposite of it, which is hate. But I tried to say that, but I say it's a dislike thing. So, like, love and peace, it starts with yourself, though. So when you have that, you spread that.
Right.
You know, so I just had to say that because I heard y'all say, well, they talking that stuff, okay?
I ain't even speak on, like, love within yourself because I already know I love myself. But that's what people... It's so. That's what I'm saying. That's what's wrong. It should be natural.
Yep, that's
yourself.
Wrong. Yep.
It should be natural. But people.
But see, that's why I was saying. That's where it starts. It's within yourself. So once you have it within yourself, you spreading it. You got nothing but love to give.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So So like,
worst
of
the first people out here that love.
What'd you say?
It's
say
the best. I'm just giving an example. Like, it's the worst of the worst people. Not being judgmental, but like people that don't do in life but love themselves, and it's people that do great things in life and love themselves. And then it's just regular,
that
like a big sum of people that just walk around upset or just confused.
Right, I hear what you're saying too, though. Right, even those people though, because I was talking to Jay, like, it was, you know, a guy on the street. I ain't gonna call him a bum, because a bum just means people don't take care of their kids. It was a guy on the street, and you know, he said on my mind, I was talking to Jay about it, and Jay knew his name. But when I seen him, I prayed over him, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, put him somewhere safe, all this. Even those people, even though they might not feel the love, but it's people that love them. You get what I'm saying? So, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Love is love, but it really starts within self. Like, that's where it's really deep down in you. Like me, who I am, I spread a lot of love. I have nothing but love to give. Do I feel pain? Do I feel hurt? Yeah.
I'm the opposite.
I feel all that. But I'm not giving that. I'm not going to call myself, oh, I'm hurting, come take this pain. No, I'm hurting, but come get some of this love from me. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
With peace. Peace, because I come with nothing but peace. You know, I got people coming around me with trauma and all this drama, but I come with peace. People come up, I come over here get some peace. How you come to be over get some peace, but you bring a drama? Who
right.
Who got peace? You know?
Pardon, Sabrina. I think a lot of that comes from, again, like we were just speaking about, is our understanding of what love is and, of course, peace. Because we all, even though you have those that come over your house for the peace, they still don't understand. They still need to learn what exactly that is. You know what I'm saying? Like, I live a very peaceful life. Of course, you know that. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of that comes from me disconnecting myself from a lot of people and things, you know what I'm saying? But that's just my understanding on how to get peace, you know? And of course, like I said, I'm the opposite when it comes to you. You come with a lot of love. I'm going to say this. You come with more love, I come with more peace, meaning my inner peace. You get what I'm saying? Because I'm not the one that's walking around like back in the day, like the hippie with the peace sign and the whatever, whatever with the locks, even though I wear locks. But you get what I'm saying? My peace comes from within. And I protect it by all means necessary. Like, people can't come to me with the drama. You know that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I keep that over there because I have to protect my peace, you know? And I did ask, I'm going to ask you this too, Bree. I was asking, say, was it a difference between do love and peace work collectively, or can they stand alone? What's your thoughts on that? 600, I'm going to bring you guys back in. I had to close y'all out because I couldn't really hear. But I'm going to ask you guys that question as well. And we have a few listeners. Thank you very much, everybody, for tuning in to the Enigmatic Wave Radio. So I definitely appreciate the support. If you have anything to speak on about love and peace, we only have about 30 minutes, maybe 20, well, about 30 minutes. So if you want to chime in, just hit your number one. I could bring you in. But Bree, what's your thoughts on that? Do love and peace work together better, or do they work alone separately better? Like, can you have love and peace, or can you have love or peace?
No, you can have them together, but do you, from my experience, they didn't come together. Mm-hmm. They just both came along. You know what I'm saying? They didn't come together, you know, because I started loving myself first. I started loving myself first, and then the peace came. So now I hear what you're saying, too. So they really, they work together, but they don't come together.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah, I got you. Let me see if 600 want to respond to that real quick. Tay, did you have something else to add on to that?
No, I already said I feel like they work best together, but they can't work separately.
They work best together. Let me see what he has to say. Hold on one second.
Yeah, Tay said.
Did you hear my
Tay
question?
Tay said, what was the question?
No, you were saying Tay said what?
You said
what
love and peace.
I was
listening to what she said. She feel like love and peace work together, right?
Right.
That's what she said, right? So
that's correct. Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to figure out how those two work together. Like, to me, it's not like that. It's not like that for me. Peace is something that I feel like you will never find ever. Like, you're going to continue to search for it while you living and stuff and all that, but you ain't never going to find true peace. You know what I'm saying? You might think you got it for a little while, but you ain't never fully going to be at peace. You'll never be at that until you dead. You know what I'm saying? That's how I look at life as far as the peace part.
So let me ask you this. What is true peace to you?
What is true peace? When there's no worries, when you ain't got no worries, you feel me? Hakuna Matata. That's true peace to me. No worries at all.
Hmm.
That's true peace.
Hmm.
But you come there. I don't know why you got to be dead. Some people die. I don't know about that. I ain't never died before, but you might die and still got
shit.
Some
how
work
you know
to
that?
Do. You never know. How you know? You think you go to sleep peacefully. You might wake up again and got to do something else. Who knows? Your task
right.
might not end. Your task might not end. You might got a fate set for life.
That's an interesting question I just asked him, because when I asked you, what's your name? I'm sorry.
My name B from the streets. I'm from Cleveland.
B,
the east side of Cleveland.
I'm going to call you Beef. When I asked you that question, I was thinking to myself, like, I don't have true peace, because I don't know. I won't say I have worries, but that's a deep question, because am I truly peaceful? Say that again. I get that part, too. But when you say no worries, like, I don't think no one is actually completely worry-free. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, what you say now?
Yeah, we on here together. We locked up. We on here together.
I get it. I know what it is. I just couldn't hear him. So what did he say? Right. And that's what I was saying at the top of the show. Like, it is, because I am internally peaceful. I am very much so peaceful when it comes to my inner being. But when I asked Beast the question, like, what is true peace? Will there ever be a such thing? I don't know, because no one is, like, totally worry-free. Like, I have no worries when it comes to, like, the day-to-day, as far as, like, how I'm going to eat, pay my bills, things like that. But when I walk out that door, I do get a little uncomfortable, like,
yeah,
if I cross the street, if a car going to hit me.
You're going to make it
back.
Yeah, but
I don't think no one could live that way, like, totally worry-free.
Some people do live worry-free like that, though.
Worry after life, like I was saying.
But it's always going to be something. That may not be your worry, but it's always going to be something. So, therefore, you can never truly be at peace.
But if it's not my worry, then how can I not be at peace? That doesn't...
Right.
Because you're going to be worried, and you're going to be worried about something else.
No, I'm not.
If you ain't worried about that, you're worried about something else.
Yeah, see, Tay.
But you gotta
what
choose.
You saying, Tay,
always,
put your mind. You gotta choose to put your mind and thoughts into
you
that.
You worried about what's
worry
going on with my kids, or is they gonna make it home? Shit like that.
Not necessarily.
That.
Well,
people do. What are you worrying for? Like,
yeah.
You think more. We more powerful than we even know. Like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Use that. Use
I think
that as a thought. You stop worrying. Like, it's simple. My bad, queen.
I'm trying to hear him. said it. Tell him to speak up a little bit, Beef. I can't hear. I'm not able to hear him.
Speak up, but you just can't hear
some people have peace knowing that everything is, there's a lot of things that's out of their control, you know? So it's like, all right, why would I won't waste my time stressing and worrying myself about what the possibilities are, because I know that anything's possible. So if you embrace that and you calmly just relax and go about your day, then that can be peace for some people, you know? So as far as love goes, and I think it get tricky when you get to taking people's perceptions into account, because some people love what you can do for them, some versus loving you for who you are. You know what I'm saying? If they do shit for them, then they ain't got no love.
Right.
For them, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And nobody right 100% of the time. So in some cases that could be right, and in some cases that could be wrong too.
Right.
But all I'm saying is this shit, you gotta just. It's all about your perception about things. So whether how you feel about it and how you feel at peace and how you feel loved or how you feel you need to love, that's what matters the most.
Absolutely. I like that. And that's what I was, you know, saying at the top of the show too, or midway in. Like, we all have our own understandings when it comes to love and peace and war, if Greg's still around. You know, but that's what's up. Tay, did you want to respond to him?
No, I just like the part on his peace input. I agree to that. That's basically what I was trying to say. Didn't have the right word. You know.
I got you. 678, I am so sorry. I just saw you.
You don't have to worry. All right, you can have bills late or things, but you can choose to do other, like, what's your peace?
You
just say internally.
Hold on 1 second, 600. Hold on, guys. I'm about to bring someone in. Hold on, Tay. I'm about to bring in 678. Pardon, so 678, I just saw you. Hold on. 678.
Okay. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. How you doing, 678?
Okay.
I didn't even see you. I don't even know how long you've been over.
Not long.
Okay, that's cool.
I just kind of wanted to add on the conversation. First, I want to greet everybody in peace. You know, from my understanding, when it comes to peace and love, it always going to start with self. You know what I mean? First of all, you know, it's based on our perception based on, you know, I guess you could say our environment, where we came from, what we used to seeing. When it comes to peace, peace is more of a mental and spiritual thing. It's not to say that, you know, because I found peace within myself, I'm not going to deal with day-to-day situations. You know what I'm saying? It's going to always come back to me on how I perceive and how I see myself. Like, we say, you know what I mean, we want to find that peace within ourselves, but then you have some of us don't even want to let go of certain things that keep our mind in chaos. You see what I'm saying? To achieve certain things, sometimes you got to let some stuff go, and that be the hardest part. And a lot of times we don't want to acknowledge, you know, what it is that's holding us back like that. See, once you can find it, free yourself of certain things that, you know what I mean, you've been holding on to, then that'll be a step in the direction towards that peace. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, yeah, I might be peaceful with myself. You know, when you at peace with yourself, you define a balance within yourself. You know, you're comfortable with yourself. You know who you are. You know, you know where you're going. You know, it's like peace is something totally different as to just, oh, well, there's no violence around me. It's calm in this environment or whatnot. But you can be around chaos and confusion all day long and still have a peace of mind. You know what I'm saying? As long as you can find that balance within yourself. I think peace and love works better together. You see what I'm saying? Because you got to love yourself first and foremost. It's all a process. You know, you learn to love yourself. You learn to find peace as you go day by day. You see what I'm saying? It's an ongoing process because you're constantly growing. You know what I mean? Sometimes you're growing, sometimes you're falling backwards, you know, I have to start over again. It's all a process, you know what I mean? And, you know, I just think that just come back to us and what we really want for ourselves. You know what I mean? We can say we want love. We can say we want peace. But are we preparing ourselves to achieve that? You see what I'm saying? Just because we think we want it, that don't necessarily mean we're ready for it. Because how many times we thought we wanted something and we got it, but we messed it up because we truly wasn't ready for it because we didn't prepare ourselves. You see what I'm saying? So ultimately, it's going to always
everybody
come back
on the
to
same
yourself.
Time.
You know what I mean? Yeah,
everybody
that's true indeed.
Everybody ain't on the same time. People be on demon time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
Everybody
that's true.
Ain't on the same time. It's a time for everything, you know? So,
that's
and
true.
People
like
and love, them two different things, you know what I'm saying?
But see, that's what I said. Like
right.
I said originally, it's going to always
time,
come back to
so
self on the way.
It's all about the timing.
Great. Hold on. Let them finish. Great. Let them finish. Go ahead,
Sixth.
Yeah. What'd
you
say? Yeah.
Give a chance to finish, and you can respond once he's done. Go ahead.
See, this the thing. And see, this the thing in regards to what time an individual on. I get it. I definitely understand where you come from, because, you know what I'm saying? I done been up through all that, still do deal with my own stuff, but ultimately, regardless of the circumstance, the situation you're in, it's going to ultimately come back to self anyway. You see what I'm saying? Can't look for nothing outside of self to bring you what it is you think you want. You know what I mean? Ultimately, it's going to come back to you regardless of what you try to say, regardless of how you what you deal with and how you deal with it. You see what I'm saying? Well, so that's how I see it personally. You know what I'm saying? Because I done been in the hell. Queen, you know a lot of my journey. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, so I get it from any aspect. I done been there through it all, so I pretty much know. I still deal with my stuff, and like I said, it's an ongoing battle. You know what I'm saying? It's an ongoing thing because every day brings something different. You know what I mean? So if you're dedicated to whatever it is you're striving to achieve, you know, you just got to put forth the work and the effort into getting it and achieving it.
Absolutely.
Just as far as love. Got to put in for the effort and the work to achieve it. For us to come together and bring love into our community. Bring
it's not easy.
It's not easy.
You know, nothing worth having but ever comes
nobody
easy.
Strives.
Exactly.
Nobody tries. We'll never
I think a lot of that comes from. Hold on. Greg, you still part so. Greg, did you want to respond? Because I know I cut you off. Are you still there? Okay, that's cool. So I'm about to close you guys out for a second. Or did you somebody want to over there wanted to respond?
What goes on, John?
Okay. No, I was going to say, like, we say it often that me personally, I'm more focused on me. You know, and it's not to be selfish or anything like that. And I'm not a bad person.
Hello?
Y'all know I'm not a bad person. Go ahead.
We live?
Yeah, go ahead. You live. Yeah, you are. Did you want
you
to
have
respond to
1 minute remaining.
Oh, y'all want
to
cut.
GTL talking about they about to get rid of us. Hey, free to God.
Well,
love y'all. Love what y'all doing. Keep doing what y'all doing.
I appreciate that.
We're going to be calling you every Sunday.
We appreciate that. Thank you for your
much love to y'all. Black power.
All right.
Same too. Like black power. No, what I was saying was, like, I'm not a selfish person. I know, and even on the last show, I was saying how, I think, was that the last show or one of the shows when we was asking, I was asked, like, what could we do to make a difference? It's hard for us to come together because we're so focused on our own individual things. You know what I'm saying? Like, how can I make a difference when it comes to love and peace? To be honest, I can care less. But again, I'm not a bad person when I say that. I'm just more focused on me. It might be a bad thing when it comes to, okay, how can we make a difference? But I am more focused on me. So I don't look at the overall picture when it comes to how can I make a difference when it comes to loving our fellow humans or becoming more peaceful when, you know, interacting with our fellow humans. Like me, I'm just more concerned on what goes in my inner circle. Does that make me a bad person? I don't know. What y'all think?
No, it doesn't make you a bad person. I feel like you just want to avoid the chaos in between the
buildup.
But
absolutely. Yeah, and I do. That's exactly what it is. I choose to stay away from the chaos. You know, like inside my home is so incredibly peaceful, but when I step out that door, like I say, crossing that street out there, hey, a car can fly through there at any time. You know what I'm saying? And it's not, I'm not living my life being worried about that, but I'm just dealing with facts. It can happen, you know, but that's just my thoughts on it.
Just now thinking about it, like love and peace is misinterpreted because what the world we live in, obviously, I mean, what they enforce into our brains, what people see on social media, or think that's how love is, and what people see on TV and movies. Like, it's just the corporate world we live in that goes down to that, too. We're kind of trapped in it. But we got a choice. We got a free will. We do. That goes back to that.
Absolutely.
But it's not like it's not happening. Like, it's happening now. It's been happening. People got organizations and communities and small groups. It's just not spreading as it should be. But people run
things. I think because – go ahead, Parsa.
No. Okay.
I think because we have so much going on in the world, like the violence and things like that, we're not. This was a great topic to bring up, though, because it was, you know, something that needed to be discussed. But because we have so much going on in the world, love and peace is just at the bottom. You know, when something happened bad, like if a person goes somewhere and just kill everybody in a place, you know, the first thing we think about is we need to do something. But is it ever done? You know what I'm saying? Think about all the things that happened just this year. And then all the press conferences the police have and the FBI detectives and saying, and even talking to the people in the community where it happened. And they always say at the end, we need to make a change. We need to do better. But do we do it? No. They talk about what happened, and then the next day it's not even a discussion about it. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's why love and peace is just so far down that totem pole. We just don't think about it as a collective. We think about it for ourselves,
I'm saying because of what they promote, what the world promote right now.
Yeah, that too. That's what I'm saying. Go ahead. And there's so much it's so much violence in the world.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be hard to get rid of. Like, if people start making more softer music and doing different things, I don't know. Like, it's going to take a lot. It's possible. I see it happening. I got faith in it happening. It can't stay
that's
like this.
That's because you... Right, and that's because you are a more optimistic person. You see the good in more people than I actually see the good in. So you yeah, it could possibly happen. But to me, I don't see it happening. That's just like the many discussions we have about the violence in the world, or even the violence next door to us. We'll talk about it to say, oh, did you hear what happened? But are we actually doing anything about it? No, because we are, again, we're so focused on ourselves. We need to make sure we're good. And I know that's how I operate, you know. But, again, I'm not a bad person. Go ahead.
Yeah. I feel like most people, some are focused on themselves, but most are focused on others, like competing in competition.
That's true.
A lot.
But I would say that's more so a selfish thing opposed to a more open thing to, you know, spread to others. Don't you think? Do you think that?
Yeah.
When you have those that's competing, like I'm a very competitive person, but I'm not selfish though. I don't think. And when I say like competitive, I'm not competing with the next person. I'm definitely competitive with myself. Like every day I hit my fitness goal for myself. You know what I'm saying? So that type of competitive. I can care less what the next book publisher is doing or the next support administrator, or, you know, all the things that I do, what the next person is doing. I don't care about that. But I'm definitely competitive when it comes to myself. So
if you
can make a difference, what would you do? Like, if somebody came to you, say, Tay, Parsa, if someone came to you and said, Tay, I'm going to give you this opportunity, right, to make a difference. What would you do to make that change for love and to make that change for peace?
Honestly, off the top of my head, I'd probably start up a little book club. So read it.
That's a good start. And you know what, Tay, you should do that. It's not hard to start a book club. I know you got at least 10 people in your contacts that will read a book. You know what I'm saying? And you should do that. And, of course, that's going to elevate to something else if you choose to make it elevate to something else. You know, start a what you call them things, a social club. You know what I'm saying? And y'all don't just, like I was telling you, remember when we were together the other Sunday? And Saturday. And I was saying maybe that was Bree I was telling that too. Like we could walk, we should get a walking group to come out on Sundays and just walk,
that day. That was on a Sunday, I believe.
Yeah, no, that was a Saturday. We were together that Saturday. Yeah, definitely start the book club. I'll join. I mean, I'm not an avid reader.
That's cool.
But I'm a good supporter. I won't say I read anything, but I read now. But yeah,
I'm
going to
do my research.
Yeah. It's not hard. Just get you some people, ask them are they interested in starting a book club. Like I reached out to you. Hey, Tay, you want to do a podcast with me once every 5 weeks? You know what I'm saying? hey, Bree, you wanna join my, I don't know who called my phone. You want to join this book club? And then here's the book. You know what I'm saying? And boom, you should do that. That's a good start. And then at the same time, you can bring other awareness that you're choosing to spread to others. And there you go. You're making your difference. I like that. Let me know if you decide. This is a great show, y'all. We didn't hit that 8 o'clock hour. That was pretty cool. Real quick before we close out, did anyone want to chime in or give some final thoughts before we close out the show? Dante, I appreciate you listening in. Amber, Tashawn, always on there, 678. I appreciate you. You know that. Okay. Did you have some final thoughts, Tay, before we close out?
No, I just want everybody to keep love and peace on themselves, heavy. That's about it.
Aww. Isn't that so sweet? Now, this was a great topic. It kind of, like, made me think about love and peace a little differently. Though I have my own understanding, I kind of took everyone's thoughts and kind of, you know, listen to it and say, look at it a little differently, which was pretty cool. So with that being said, I definitely appreciate everyone chiming in. We definitely had a nice little crowd tonight. Those that's online listening in, thank you very much. Let me know what you thought about the show. And as always, every Sunday at Sunday at 7 p.m., the Enigmatic Wave radio show. Next topic, I'm not sure what it would be, but I definitely will appreciate you guys if you will join us next Sunday at 7. My final thought for today real quick is love everyone and stay peaceful. Hey, and I do mean that sincerely. 678, thank you, hon. Tay, I definitely appreciate you. Bree, thank you for chiming in, hon. I saw that hand raised. I'm like, she must have hit that number by accident. But I definitely appreciate your thoughts, hon. And with that being said, until next time, peace.
Do you not think?